Good evening, my fellow cyber and crypto boys and girls. Today is November the 26th. It's a Monday. We're on episode number 49 of the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast. So today there's quite a bit. As you guys have all seen, the Bitcoin stuff and what's happening there. Holy crap. We'll talk about that a little bit. Also going to talk about what Ohio is doing with Bitcoin. And also going to talk a little bit about Spectre and Meltdown and what's happening with that stuff. Also going to touch on smart bulbs and what some researchers were able to do with those smart bulbs. And we're also going to touch on the Civil, which is Ethereum-based platform for journalists. Touch on that and what's going on with that. And we're also going to talk a little bit about USPS and how they were hacked. So first and foremost, we can start off with USPS. That seems to kind of be the biggest news of today, at least. And it's very unfortunate that this happened, but again, it was related to an API. So they're basically saying that anybody that had an account with USPS in the last year could have potentially had their user information out there publicly. So what does that mean? That no, they didn't get passwords, but they could have gotten anything else about you that you provided to USPS. So it could be your addresses, your phone numbers, you know, anything and everything you've given to USPS, any of your shipments that you're sending, all kinds of fun stuff. And they're saying this is all related to an API issue. So we've been seeing a lot of these API issues this year. It's been kind of nuts, but yet another vulnerability in an API. And here we go, one of the biggest mail carriers in the entire United States, if not the biggest, gets hacked. So it's unfortunate, but a researcher found it, and you know, I don't think that, well, we don't know yet, but if this guy found it, I'm assuming that other people knew it was there, but we obviously don't know that yet. We don't know if anybody accessed any of this data that they weren't supposed to. But the guy was basically saying that you can do API calls for accounts that aren't even yours. So that was the interesting part. It's like, why was it letting you do API calls for accounts that aren't even yours? And you could call information for all these from all these other accounts. And it was just, it's a mess. It's a mess. But pretty crazy stuff there. And look for additional news on that topic as well. I'm sure more information will come out about this in the coming weeks. Today also in the news, Spectre and Meltdown. We're all familiar with that from the beginning of this year. And it was such a big deal when they originally came out and announced this stuff, and everybody was freaking out because they got all this press. You know, when you really drill down into it, the actual amount of data that you could exfiltrate at the time was very minimal. And so, in my opinion, it was not nearly as worrisome as the press was making it out to be. But they were freaking out because it affects every single Intel processor. Well, some researchers found 7 new variants of Spectre and Meltdown that you can now do on the same Intel processors. So even more of the Spectre Meltdown stuff to worry about. And I think I said it multiple weeks ago that this was going to start happening. They're going to find more and more and more ways to hack these processors. And now it's becoming to the point where, yeah, you can actually get some useful information. You can exfiltrate data pretty easily now. Whereas with the original Spectre Meltdown stuff that was reported, the amount of data that you would get was extremely minimal. And you would have to be, so you still have to be right place, right time with these vulnerabilities. But these are getting worse and worse and worse, and you can get more and more and more data. So just another heads up there, if you're still using the Intel processors that were affected. Now's the time to potentially upgrade those systems and or run all those patches just to make sure that you're safe and secure from all that stuff. In other news, some researchers, security researchers, used some smart bulbs to perform data exfiltration. I thought that was kind of interesting. I have smart bulbs in my house, and I thought about this when I saw the article. I was like, wow, using it for data exfiltration, that's pretty scary stuff. So if you're big into the IoT space, like a lot of people are, and you're into the smart home tech like I am, these vulnerabilities are just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's really no end in sight. They're using these smart devices for any and all kinds of DDoS attacks and other hacks that are happening around the world. And it's unfortunate, but they're very easy to hack right now. So if you do have any of this stuff, put it on a segmented network, ideally a physically segmented network, and make sure that it's not on your internal network and can't get to any of your other internal devices, because that's where the data exfiltration becomes a problem. So just segment those devices off, and at least you can mitigate some data exfiltration vulnerabilities. So in other news, Elon Musk, I thought this was just kind of interesting, Elon Musk said that there's a 70% chance that he will move to Mars. This has nothing to do with cyber or crypto. I just thought it was kind of interesting to see that he's got a 70% number on that. I'd be surprised to see him actually go to Mars. But hey, you never know. Thought that was interesting too. We're going to jump over to cryptocurrency stuff. Obviously, the biggest news of the past week has been the price of Bitcoin. It's fallen 40% this month. Of its original value of this month, it was around 6,700, 6,800. And now we're way down into the $3,800 range. So it's just tanking really bad. Everybody's still blaming the Bitcoin Cash thing. The Bitcoin Cash fork has already happened, and Coinbase is going to start accepting the new currency, and everybody else is starting to gear up for that as well. But this seemed to be the trigger point for all of the drop in the market, and it's unfortunate, but it's the way it goes, I guess. Hopefully, with the hard fork now in place and exchanges starting to list these new forked coins, that I'm hoping that some of that money will get back into the market and bring the overall prices back up again. But Bitcoin took a huge hit. Ethereum is down as well quite a bit. It was at $105 earlier today. Ethereum Classic was floating around $4. So it's not looking good. It's, you know, these are the same kind of prices we had probably in, I don't know, 2 years ago, I want to say the prices were about like this. So it's sad to see we're getting back down to that level, but my overall opinion of the Bitcoin stuff is that I think it's going to be a bear market for right now, for this year probably. But in the long term, I do think it will be a bull market in the end. But, you know, obviously I don't know everything, and it could completely tank and be completely worthless next week. But my guess is that it'll be, you know, long term, it'll be just fine. More people are adopting blockchain. More people are adopting all kinds of cryptocurrencies and whatnot. So I don't foresee that it's just going to completely tank into nothing. Speaking of people accepting cryptocurrencies, the state of Ohio now allows business owners to pay their business taxes in Bitcoin. Thought that was really interesting. Why in the hell would you want to pay your business taxes in Bitcoin? I don't know. But Ohio is allowing this now. So if you live in Ohio and you own a business and you, for some reason, want to pay them with Bitcoin, you now can for your taxes. So thought that was rather strange. They did say that they're only accepting Bitcoin. They will not accept any other cryptocurrencies at this point in time. But this comes on the heels of the big market downturn, and I just found it interesting that they're going to start accepting that now. But either way, it is more adoption of Bitcoin and blockchain. Maybe some other states will follow suit with this, but I found it pretty interesting that they're releasing this information now, especially with the way the market's been lately. But the state of Ohio said that if somebody does pay them in Bitcoin, they're immediately cashing it out into US dollars because the market's so volatile. And rightfully so. You know, you don't want to have somebody pay you thousands of dollars and next thing you know, it's worth half of that. So they did say they're going to immediately cash those Bitcoin payments out right away as soon as they receive them. So it's kind of good and bad for the market, I guess. That money will go into the market originally to purchase the Bitcoin and then come back out of the market when the Ohio government takes their money back out. So anyway, I thought that was rather interesting to see Ohio, and just Ohio, moving to this new tax payment method, and it's only for businesses in Ohio. So very strange stuff there. And last but not least, there's a crypto out there called Civil, and it's an Ethereum-based platform, essentially. It's a decentralized app that was supposed to be used for journalists, and it's supposed to compensate journalists, and they promised all these big things, and hey, you're going to get all this money from this platform if you use it. And they're all coming back out now and saying, all the journalists are coming out and saying that they're not getting the compensation that they were promised. So yet another black eye for cryptocurrencies in general. You know, maybe the Civil folks will get their heads out of their rear end and get it fixed. But in the meantime, we got some bad press about Civil and about the journalists that are supposed to be receiving these benefits and rewards and compensation and whatnot. So it's a shame to see that happening, but I guess it is what it is. I did see some other news about, I want to say it was like Spank Coin or something like that. It's basically for porn or for video cam girls. And most of the girls that were on this site, they said they liked getting paid in cryptocurrency better than, you know, getting some paycheck from some random place. So I did think that was kind of interesting as well. So there's some people in the porn industry that like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, but not everybody else yet. But hopefully we can see a rebound in the market. It's been pretty horrible the last few days, but I'm hoping we'll see some sort of rebound here in the next few months. But you never know with, you know, the holidays around the corner, you don't know what's going to happen. But the economy in general and stock prices have also dipped a little, and I wonder if some of that maybe is tied into this as well. You just never know. You know, Bitcoin's not sold on any stock exchanges, but it does seem to ebb and flow kind of with the economy and with the stock exchange as well. So maybe that's partially to blame too, but I think the biggest majority of it is Bitcoin Cash. So we can thank all those lovely folks for our crappy value right now. Anyway, that's all I had for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Also want to thank our sponsor. It's Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. You can go to their website, southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. Go check them out. They got all kinds of funny T-shirts and whatnot. They're also venturing into making these, for lack of a better term, they're wooden signs that are made out of what looks to be like pallet planks, and they stain the wood and put a vinyl logo on there or a saying or whatever, and they look really cool. They're pretty slick, so check those out as well. Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company, they're venturing into some other stuff there, so check them out. All right, folks, I want to thank everybody again for listening, and we will talk again soon.